Ryan and Tricia. We are Quick C 98.3. Well, during the pandemic, a lot of folks have done home improvement projects, ripped out a wall, moved some cabinets, painted, patched, fixed, put on a roof over their back porch like Tricia.
Uh-huh.
A couple in Casper, Wyoming were working on a remodeling project a couple of weeks back. They were surprised when they removed a kitchen cabinet from the wall and found an envelope. They popped it open, and inside they found a photograph of a young girl being baptized.
Aww.
And a baptism certificate from 1964.
Oh, wow.
The name on it was Anne Elizabeth Ewing.
Okay.
On the certificate, it lists her being born on June 17th, 1953, and the baptism being performed at the First Christian Church of Casper, Wyoming on March 26th, 1964. They reached out to the church, but they say that they could only find the name of the girl's parents and that they had passed on. They then posted photos in the church Facebook page and on various websites around that area in hopes of reaching someone who knows the family. On Wednesday, an update was posted with somebody saying they found an Anne Elizabeth Ewing living in Canada.
Wow.
They're trying to make contact with her, and she might be the right age and might be the right person. They believe the young girl who's in the photo did move to Canada after becoming an adult.
Wow.
This made me think, I don't know where my baptism certificate is.
Maybe you should look behind your kitchen cabinets.
Well, I don't know when I would have misplaced it or where it would have gone. Now, my folks split up and the household, you know, stuff just got here, there, and everywhere. I've moved, I don't know how many times, all over the place. I don't have all the stuff I used to have.
Yeah.
But I wonder if somewhere I've got my baptism certificate at home.
Okay.
But if I don't, I'm pretty sure I can get a hold of the Hevener Christian Church in Hevener, Oklahoma, because the guy that's the preacher there now was my science teacher in high school and was a deacon when I was a kid.
All right.
And he's still, I think I have his phone number because it's probably the same phone number he's had for 40 years. So I may contact Denton Mead, the preacher at the Hevener Christian Church, and see if I can get a copy of that because I bet they've still got it.
I do have all of our baptism certificates.
Oh, cool.
And they're in a cabinet. They're just not behind the cabinet.
And not hidden with a photograph from the 60s. So what church were you baptized at?
Grace Heartland.
Okay.
I was actually baptized as a baby, but I think that's more of a dedication. When Gary, the same thing. And so both of the girls, when they were baptized, you know, they made the choice. Mm-hmm. We had them dedicated as babies. But then Mackenzie said, she was really little, and she said, but that was your choice, not mine.
Oh.
And so she wanted to get baptized. And so absolutely. So Kirsten, she made that choice also. And then after that, I remember Mackenzie saying, well, are you and Dad going to get baptized? And we said, well, we were as babies. And she said, that wasn't your choice. That was your parents' choice. You need to make that choice yourself. And so as adults, Gary and I became baptized and making that choice for ourselves.
Everybody's faith system's different. I'm not going to pick that apart by any means.
No, but that's, I'm just explaining that was what happened with our family.
I think I was about 11 or 12, which is, I think, fairly common age in the kind of way I grew up and in the church I grew up in. It's about the age that most kids were.
Mm-hmm.
And my kids got baptized the same day.
Yeah.
Keegan was a little bit later coming to it. Addison was a little earlier coming to it. But that was really nice.
Both of the girls were 7 when they, different, obviously they're, you know, 3.5 years apart. But
now I really want my certificate.